Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Beis Omud Aleph. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting very close to the end. And Mitzvah Shem, we plan on having a gala siyum on Shabbos of Parsha Tetzaveh, a Matzah Shabbos siyum, which will be streamed live. It will be also live in the Young Israel of Woodmere. More details to follow. In any event, we are starting yesterday, Simon Tov Reish Peiches, and we had gone to the full limit of our 20 minutes, and we were in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. So we'll just chazer over quickly. That's telling us that why do we have walled cities from the day of Yoshua ben Nun, as opposed to walled cities from the day of time of Shushan HaBira, that we go and celebrate Purim in those walled cities from the day of Yoshua ben Nun, and not walled cities from the days of Achashverosh, to celebrate reading the Megillah on Tezbav. So we had brought down Hayoroyo, about 6-7 lines up from the bottom in the Mishnah Berurah, Vayoroyo Lislo Sakov Bishushan, Ulusakin Shikol Irshi Mukefas Choma Mimos Achashverosh Yukbutesvav. One should have said that it should be those cities that had walls during the days of Shushan HaBira. And in fact, there is, as I pointed out yesterday, a sheet in the Gemara that says this. However, Av Kivan Sheretz Yisrael, Hoysa Chareva Biosu Eis, Nebuch, Yerushalayim was destroyed at that point in time. Again, Purim's story took place towards the end of the 70 years of Golos Bavel, in between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. The Lefiya Lefi Zeh, Ayoros HaMukovos B'chutz La'aretz Chashuz V'hem. And it would turn out that there would be cities in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, that would have more Chashivas than the walled cities previously in Eretz Yisrael that now were destroyed, the walls were down. Therefore, Chazal were masakin, this is the psak in the Gemara, V'achin tiknu l'chvod Eretz Yisrael, to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, they said that not a walled city in the time of Achashverosh and Shushan HaBira, Ella shekol ir shimukefes mimos Yoshua ben Nun, walled cities from the time of entering in Eretz Yisrael, in the times of Yoshua ben Nun, they will read it, Yikru b'tezvav, afu pish ein mukofes achshav, even though they're not walled right now. And the rest of the world, Vashar B'Yadalit, L'babi Shushan, except for Shushan HaBira, which didn't have a walled city necessarily in the days of Yoshua ben Nun. However, why did they then celebrate it on Tesvav? So, Afa Pisha'en, Mukevzi Mos Yoshua ben Nun, Afil Hachi, Korin the Tesvav, and Shushan HaBira, they read it on Tesvav, Nei, Shabo Nasa Nes, because that's where the Nes was. Okay, that concludes a little bit from yesterday's Shia, this Mishnah Berurah. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us that these walled cities from the times of Yoshua ben Nun read on Korin B'Tesvav, and the Mechaber says, the last word on Kufnu Nalef Umid Beis, Afilu Mehe B'Chutz Laretz. This applies even if they're in Chutz Laretz, Afilu Ein Behen Asara Batlanim, and even if they don't have 10 Batlanim, which we now will define in a moment in the Ramah. First, let's do the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis. V'yesh Mehari Shonim Shecholk Mazeh. There are those that disagree with this and say, Usulu the Bekrach HaMukov L'choma, if you have a city that is near a walled city, Bekrach Hamukav L'choma, so im ein bo ato asor batlonim, if that city doesn't have right now the 10 batlonim, which again we'll explain in a moment, so then Korin Bo B'Yadalit, then they read it on Yadalit. Not automatically, even if they don't have 10 batlonim, like we said in the Mechaber. So there are those that disagree with the Mechaber. These Rishonim include, you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, the Ramban, the Rashba, as brought down in the Magid Mishnah, and the Chofetz Chaim says, Acha kach motzasi b'me'iri, shiskim gam kin l'shitasam. The Me'iri also had this. The Me'iri wasn't extant in the days of the Rishonim. It only became familiar and available to everybody during the last couple of 100 years or so, and the Mechaber did not have access to it, whereas the Mishnah Berurah did. So he points out that the Me'iri also held this way, and the Ritva held this way, and it's also Mashma Bo'itur, Shesova Gam Kikamosam, and even the Vilna Gaon, Gam Agrob Yuro, Hevi Sharamban V'Rashbam Chok Mazeh. So this opinion that's brought down by Mechaber is disagreed with by many Rishonim. Now, in the Ber HaGol, he points out that this opinion is the opinion of Rishonim as well, of course. Tosos, the Rosh, do hold like this, and that's where the Mechaber got this opinion from. Okay. Now, what does it mean, the Sasar Batlanim? So the Ramaz Perish, he explains, B'teilim Mimelachtim, as I pointed out yesterday, these are people that are basically not working in regular jobs. There are opinions that bring down the Shultos, for example, where it's brought down that they did have jobs for community benefit. So they may have been judges, they may have been teachers, etc. However, they were always present in the shul. They were B'teilim Mimelachtim, they were paid by the community not to go out and have jobs outside, but they would have jobs that could be done in the shul. Ba'oskim B'tzorchei Tzibur, they would be involved in Tzorchei Tzibur, but they would be available to help make the minyan at all times. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Gimel Pirush, the Beis HaKnesses. They wouldn't work outside the Beis HaKnesses, they would work inside the Beis HaKnesses. Kenisa B'Hedji B'Gemara, that's what the Gemara tells us. And But Ayin Shom Mepirush Rashi, the Ayin Shem Kvuim Tomid, Rashi there in the Gemara in Megillah tells us that they were set in the Beis Medrash at all times, Lahashkim La'arav, to get there early in the morning and to leave late at night, the Beis HaKnesses L'smalo, so there would always be a minion. The Ayin Mepirush HaMishnah, L'Rambam U'Baharan. So you look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, L'Rambam, and also in the Ran, they add on to this idea. Okay, now, we go back to the Mechaber. This definition of a walled city is V'hu Shehukaf. It was first walled, and then only afterwards, v'achakach yosha, then only then the people populated. So they built the wall first with the intention that this would be a walled city, and then they built the people houses inside this walled city to go live in. Or at least, sheyoshav tchila, or even if they built the houses first, but it was with the intention and the understanding that they were going to build a wall around it. Sheyoshav tchila, maybe they actually had the houses first, but al das was with the intention, lakifu akachach. That's the definition of a walled city. As opposed to lafuke, kishenoda, we know that this was a regular city. It was a city. They didn't have a wall around it. And there was no intention to make a wall at the beginning. Adash lola kifo. And therefore, such a city is not called a walled city. However, the Ramah adds, avol mistama, we can assume, if we don't know for certain, that the stam position is hukva ulbasov yosho. It brings up in the Ran that if you have a city that has walls around it, you can mistama assume that that was the intention originally. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Dalid, Avol Mistama, the Stam opinion according to the Mechaber, is Amrina Shiyoshav Adas Lakifa Achakach, that one can assume that when they had houses there originally, it's with the intention, Aldas Lakifa Achakach, that they're going to go make a wall around it afterwards. Shekein Derech Rov Hamedinos Hamukaf Mechoma. This is the way most states and cities had walled cities, that they first built the city and then they built the wall around it. Even if they didn't make the wall first, they would go and inhabit their city with the intention. So therefore, the Mechaber's stam position is also as stated in the Ramah. They don't disagree with each other. Now, Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, V'chein hakforim, these little villages, Hanirim Mehem, the small little villages surrounding the suburbs of this walled city. So if they're considered within a certain distance, within sight of the walled city, Afilun Einam Smuchin Kegon Shem Bahar, even if they're not right next to it. For example, they're in the mountains and the walled city was in the plains. Or, She Smuchin Lehem, or they are near them. However, Afilun Einam Nirim Mehem Kegon Shem Bahemek. Or they're, let's say, down in the valley so they can't see the city. But they're still near them in both of these cases, as long as they are within, as long as they're within a mil, a kilometer basically, a mil is 2,000 amos, which is roughly a kilometer. You can see this in the issue footnote 8, the different opinions, that one's a little bit less than a kilometer, one a little bit more than a kilometer, so roughly a kilometer, that's a mil, 2,000 amos. So as long as the city is within that distance of a mil, whether it's high up in a mountain or it's low down in a valley, so whether you can actually see it or it can't see it, as long as it's within this distance, it doesn't have to be right next to it, but as long as it's within a mil, then it's considered like the walled city. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot Hey, Vuadin Ayaros, it's Lav Dafka, only small villages. The same thing would apply to a bigger city. He brings down the name in the Sivchaim and in the Meiri. The issue number 5 has the interesting scenario. What happens if the walled city is smaller than the city that's not walled that's nearby? So how do you view it in that situation? So he gives you an example, Tel Aviv versus Yafo. So Tel Aviv is not walled, Yafo was walled, and Tel Aviv is much bigger than Yafo. So would you call Tel Aviv to be a walled city? So he brings down from the Sefer Torah Refile that Sheba Ofenze Eino Nidonis Kekrach. Then we don't view the large city to be subordinate to the smaller walled city. How can you say it's subordinate to it? And this is all the opinion of the Maram Shik, and also the opinion if they were identical in size. On the other hand, Shelus Shuvas Har Tzvi, he brings down, Mistaver, Shema Shekoveh Al Inyan Zeh, Eino Gedula Shel Ir, Uminyan Toshveh, it has nothing to do with the size or the number of people, Ela Chashivas, which is the more important one. Ukrach Koten Hamukav Choma, and a small walled city, it was walled from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, is considered more Chashiv than the larger unwalled city nearby. And he adds that this was also the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, and also from the Maram El Shakar. And this is also the opinion of the Chazonish, who writes, Shekosh Ein Hefsek, Mil Bein Ir Lekrach, as long as there's not a separation of a mil, Yesh Le'ir Din Smucha Lekrach, it has the status of being near the Krach, and even though it's a larger city. And this is also brought down by Rav Azan Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav, where he writes that as long as it's within a mil, B'vach Lo Yu, that it shouldn't be more than a mil away, so then it is acceptable. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Zeh koi adesomach le, this goes on what we just said, that if you're near a city, dainu shayosomach. However, avol nira, if you can see the walled city. Afilu rachok yosemi mil havikakrach. Then the halach is that if you are more than a mil away, but you can still see the walled city, that still qualifies you to follow tesvav reading of the Megillah. On the other hand, he brings down the Yesh Omrim, and this opinion is in the Shaar Tzion Ozvav, the opinion of the Rokeach, and it seems to be also the gears of the Rambam, and it's mashma that way in the Tur. The Yesh Omrim, the Benira, if you can see this walled city, Gam Kain Eino Nechshav Lekrach, Elo Im Kain, Sheino Rochel Yosef Mil, even when you can see it, but if you're more than a mil away, that wouldn't qualify. So there's a machlokis on what that definition is. We go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Ubishushan, the city of Shushan Abira, Afopi She'enu Mukefes Chomim Mos Yeshua, even though the city of Shushan Abira was a Mukefes, with a wall during the days of Yeshua Benun when they entered the Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, Korim and Tesvav, they still read the Megillah on Tesvav. Why? Hoel v'nasav v'nes, because the nes occurred in Shushan Abira, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Sheheim Nochu B'Tesvav, they fought on both Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, and they only rested on Tesvav, Kiddich Siv Bakro, as the Megillah tells us. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kiforim, the villages, Vayoros Gidolos, and the large cities, Ukrachim She'enu Mukavim Choma, and the cities that don't have a wall around them, Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, during the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, all of these places don't have a wall around them at that point in time, so all of them, most of Klai Yisrael, Korim B'Yadalad. We read on Yadalad the Megillah. Mishbur explains Sif Karnches, Mi Shadino Lekro B'Tezvav, Eni Yochel Lekro, V'Livtor L'Vnei Yadalad, B'Yadalad. What he's telling us here is that you must read on your Dalit, and that a person who is in a walled city can't be motzi you on your Dalit. And vice versa, a person who is in your Dalit city cannot go and be motzi a person on Tesvav. Because they're not obligated at this point in time in that mitzvah. And this idea is brought down in the name of the Pri Chodesh. Mishmur continues, says, however, the Prima Godim Kasav, the Bidi Evet, the Prima Godim says, though, after the fact, if you already did it, so then, in this situation, im ben krach korel ben yudalid be yudalid. If a person who lives in a walled city read it for a person living in a non-walled city on yudalid, they would be yotze b'diavad yotze. They would in fact have fulfilled their obligation. Sif dalid. The Mechaber writes krach shehu sofik. We have a city. We're not certain whether it was or it was not walled, im hukaf bine Yeshua bin Nun, im lab. We don't know, was it a walled city in the days of Yeshua bin Nun, or not a walled city in the days of Yeshua bin Nun. There are a number of cities in Eretz Yisrael, for example, like Tveria, that have this status of being unclear. So the Mechaber tells us, Korin b'yudalit u'betesvav, u'belelehon. They read it twice on Yudalit and twice on Tesvav. They read it during Yudalit and Tesvav during the daytime, and also the night of Yudalit and the night of Tesvav, to be yotze the suffix. However, v'lo yivarech, but they don't make a bracha both times. They only make the bracha kim yadalit. They make the bracha on yadalit because shehu zman kriya l'rov olam, because that's the time that most people in the world read it. So therefore, that's the right time for them to read it with the bracha. But since maybe it's not the right time, maybe they should be reading it on tesvav. So therefore, they read it again on tesvav without a bracha. Mishmur explains Sivkot and Tes. Utveria, for example, Sarach Likros Bo B'Yudalit B'Tesvav. Tveria is an example of this. In Eretz Yisrael today, they read it on Yudalit and Tesvav because Shesofek Im Hayom Choshev Kichoma, because the Gemara brings down that Tveria had walls on three sides of it, and the fourth side had the Yam. And the Gemara has a question, is that considered like a walled city because it's inaccessible and it's protected? The wall protects it on three sides and the Yam protects it on the other side. Or do we say no, it has to be Saviv, it has to be walled all four sides. And the fact that it's protected isn't the issue, it has to have a wall on all four sides. So that's what it's brought down in the Gemara in Megillah. And therefore, it's left as an Iboya, the Lov Shitale, we don't know. And therefore, Al Sofek, they should read it both Yudalit and Tesvav. And nowadays, in places where the cities are walled, endless stopping. Shema mukafim mimos Yeshua ben Nun. You don't have to be concerned that maybe they had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Lefi sheim mitzafon, because they're further north, urechokim Eretz Yisrael, and they're far away from Eretz Yisrael. V'yidu shlo yushavim bisman Yeshua. And we pretty much can state for certain that those weren't inhabited places during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So even though they may have a walled city right now, but we can presume, unless we know otherwise, that they did not have a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they are treated like a Yodalid, non-wall city requirement, and not a walled city to read it on Tesvav. Mishbur says, Sivkot Yod, V'noagin, Simcha u'matanos l'yonim b'shneim. A city like Tveria that reads on both Yodalid and Tesvav also holds the Simcha. They have the Sudas Purim, and they have great Simcha, and they give matanos l'yonim b'shneim by both of these two times. The issue foot number 16 brings down a number of interesting points. And he says, below his gear, him yesh the kayim gam mishloach monos b'shnei yomim misofek. What about shalach monos? Do they have to do that? We didn't mention that. They only mention matanos of yorim the simcha, the suda. But it doesn't mention about shalach monos. So what should they do? So in the name of the Pri Chodesh, it's brought down that they should send mishloach monos only on Yudalit. Why? Shaz hu Purim l'rov olam, because that's certainly Purim for the vast majority of the world, and this is like similar to the bracha that we said that these cities, they only make a bracha on Yudalit, they don't make a bracha on Tezvav. And he adds that the Prima Godim is mafakrit with that. The Pri Chodesh says that the Prima Godim is not so certain that this is correct, because he says, Shari Kriyas HaMegillah Atzma Noheyas Mishnei Yom Misafik. No, we do read the Megillah on both days, so maybe we should send Shalach Manos on both days. However, L'inyan Matanos Lev Yonim, in regards to Matanos of Yonim, the Prima Godin there certainly says, Shim Noson Pam Achas B'Yadalit, Velo Hishtamesh Ben Ha'onim Yad, that if you gave it on Yadalit, but the Yonim didn't use it yet, then you were Yotze, B'Zeh Yidei Chovah. Then you could say you fulfilled your obligation. What about Al Hanisim? So we're going to bring down in Sivkot Yud Zayin that for Al Hanisim, we do say it Al Sofik, both on Yadalit and Tesvav. Why is it not a Hefsik in the Tvila? So we say, no, it's not considered a Hefsik because it's the general time for Al Hanisim, and therefore it's not inappropriate to mention it. It's not a hefsek. Haraya, I say on my own that we on Purim Katan this year in the month of Adar Aleph, if a person were to mistakenly, it's a mistake, you shouldn't do this, but if you were to mistakenly say Al Hanisim on Yudalit and Tezvav of Adar Aleph, you shouldn't, but if you were mistakenly do so, it's not considered a hefsek because it's still considered the Zman. So even though we don't paskin, you should say it then, you would be not having to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei as a hefsek. If you were to add Al Hanisim today, then you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered a Hefsek. But if it's the Zman, so Yudalit and Tezvav, both in other Rishon and other Sheni, are the Zman, so even if you said it inappropriately, or you weren't Mechuyev to say it, it's not considered a Hefsek. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish, who lived in Bnei Brak, says that the Minhag in Bnei Brak was not to say Al Hanisim on Tezvav, even though all the other mitzvos of Purim, they were machmir to do on Tezvav as well, and the reason is brought down by his brother-in-law, the great Stipler Gaon, Shekol Din Tezvav b'Bnei Brak, Eino El Chumrah, that they held in Bnei Brak only as a Chumrah to hold Tezvav to be Shushan Purim for them, and therefore they were machmir only in the mitzvos hayom misofek, but not including Al Hanisim. In the Luach Eretz Yisrael, it's brought down Shibizmanenu, Haminog Bechol Ha'aretz, Hamusufakos, for all the towns or cities that are unclear, did they or did they not have wool during the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, that they don't say Al Hanisim on Tesvab, only on Yudalit. And this is the opinion of the Stipler Gaon as well. On the other hand, Shelus Yeshua's Har Tzvi brings down Sha'omim Al Hanisim B'Tveria, B'Shnei Hayomim, Ukedivya Mishnah Berurah. No, that they do follow, the Har Tzvi says, the Mishnah Berurah sock that you should say it on both days. What about Kriyas HaTorah? Do you read Kriyas HaTorah on both days? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down Sheish Minhogim Shonim B'Zeh. They're different opinions. The Ein La'arel Shon Minhog. Whatever they do, it's fine if that's the minhog of that shul or that community. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says Shelinyan Kriyas HaTorah Mekilin Vein Korim Tezvav B'Parshas Vayavah Amalek. The opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman is that you don't read on Tezvav Vayavah Amalek in a Sufik situation. You only read it on your Dalit, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. What about the Issa of Malacha not working on Purim? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shabir Musufekes in a city that's not clear. Did it or did not have a wall during the days of Yeshua Ben-Nun? There is no minhag not to work on Tesvav. They just don't work on Yud Dalet. However, he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Bab, Sheish Nogim Shalol Asas Malach B'Shnei Yomim Ach Bi'ir Shehi Vaday Pruza. He said, many had the custom not to work on Shushan Purim on Tesvav, even if they knew that they were in a non-walled city. That was a minhag in many places. The issue for number 17 points out that if you are in a Safi situation and you're reading about Yudal and Tezvav, you can't be Yotze with just Yudalit, you have to read it on Tezvav as well. And the reasoning is, as brought down by the Chazon Ish, based upon the Yerushalmi, Sheba'ofen Zeh Shekori Bi Yudalit, Mach Masasofek, Shema Einu Mukav Choma, you're reading on Yudalit because maybe it's not a walled city, so Kavu Chachomim, the rabbi said in that situation, you have to read it again on Tezvav. Kadesh Lo Yarkas Zman HaKriya Shalakrach. So the walled cities din shouldn't be forgotten. And therefore, if you don't read it on both, then you're not really Yotze. Nechshav kilu mechabim b'feiru shalol atzeis imdino likro b'tesvav. As a result, it is if when you read it on your Dalit, you were saying that I don't wish to be Yotze with this because I'm planning on reading again tomorrow Tesvav in case Tesvav is the right time. So you're basically saying it tonight that I'm Yotze today only if tomorrow I'm not going to read it because tomorrow isn't the right time for me to read it. And if I read it tomorrow, you're saying I want to be Yotze tomorrow if today's not the right time, so therefore you should read it on both. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, O Shesmuchin, so the Chofetz Chaim brings down, Krach Shel Akum, Shem Bo Yisrael Klal. If you're living in a Goyish city where there are no Jews living there, and then a Yid goes there on Tesvab, and this is a walled city, he has to read there on Tesvav. He also points out that where it's a Suffolk, people that are within the area of Tveria, let's say, so they can see Tveria, they're within the middle of Tveria, they don't have to read it on both Yudalit and Tesvav. It's adequate for them to just read it on Yudalit. We have one more Mishnah Berurah to do, Sivkot Yudalit, and Yitzhak Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.